What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. All right, so we got some big-time high school football games that went on last night. I think that we'll start with the GISA playoffs since it is a playoff game. There wasn't really a lot of doubt about what was going to happen. It was just pretty much, okay, Frederica, name your score. And a 45-0 deficit at the half, the Knights had put that on Bethlehem Christian. The Knights, of course, the number one seed on their side of the bracket. Bethlehem Christian was the four seed.
Yeah. Really, it was a matter of, you know, how would Frederica bounce back from, you know, taking the loss in the week before their bye week. They had their bye week last week. But I think it may have been a good thing to maybe rest up after that, you know, string of consecutive games. They were able to – they came out refreshed, obviously. I believe, was it the Veal kid took the punt return back right off, you know, after the first drive, took a long drive, ran about 120 yards to get a 60-yard return. But they look good, look refreshed, and were making plays out there all night long.
You look at their bracket, and John Milich, who's the number one overall, the overall number one seed, they got hosed. Their side of the bracket is way tougher than what Frederica's side of the bracket is. Just listen to this. Now, if you're a GISA fan, this is going to make sense to you. If not, we'll explain it. No big deal. So John Milich, they've already beaten Tift Area. They've got Pinewood Christian in their side, Valwood is on their side, and Trinity Christian all on the John Milich side of things. Frederica's side, maybe Heritage?
Yeah.
Maybe? But that's probably the best team that's on their side, and that's not really one of those upper echelon elite programs in the GISA. They're all there. They're all hanging out with John Milich on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah, yeah. Valwood has is a longtime power in GISA. They've won it the last couple of years, I believe, state championship. Trinity is a longtime power in GISA, even back in the 90s. I mean, John Milich has a work cut out for him. Frederica got it laying in front of you, folks. Let's go get it. You know, that's the only thing. Nobody thought they would lose to Bullock, you know, a couple weeks ago either. I mean, you had a lot of extenuating circumstances between moving the game up, storm, all that kind of stuff. But talent wise, it's all there for Frederica right now.
And the other thing you mentioned, Bullock was actually in. They got in as a four seed, even with that win over Frederica. They got into the playoffs as the last seed in the region, and they were on Frederica's side of the bracket. To where if they had gotten through, Frederica would have played them in, like, the Elite Eight game.
Oh, well.
They're done. Heritage beat them last night. So Bullock's not even going to be a factor. So Frederica won't even see the team that beat them earlier in the year. So, yeah, like you said, man, this should be some smooth sledding for the Knights all the way to the championship game, probably against John Milich.
Yeah. Coach Derek probably doesn't want to hear us saying that it's just going to be easy pickings for Frederica to be moseying on down to the state championship.
Well,
we can ask him, you know, because he'll be joining us here in a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, Brandon Derek joins us at what time?
10:36-ish, that break.
So somewhere, because we never get to our breaks on time. That's my fault.
Just after 10:30. How about that?
Yeah, I cannot. If I had a nickel for every time that we got yelled at to go to break by our producer, we wouldn't have to do this show.
Exactly.
No. So over in the GHSA, everybody had left the Pirates for dead. Ship had sunk. No shot. Richmond Hill had only lost one game coming into the region tilt of their season. They were undefeated. They did lose to Glenn, but they held up to Glenn pretty well. They were in that game at the half. I think they were only down by a field goal against the Red Terriers at halftime. Then Glenn Academy pulled away in the second half. So everyone felt pretty good that Richmond Hill was going to win last night against the Pirates. And, of course, if that had happened, Brunswick would be done. They would not have won a region game, and they'd be going into their last game of the season, traveling to Atlanta, a non-region affair, basically just to close out their season with a W.
Right, run the string.
The Pirates did not have that happen. Last night, they looked like the team that we all know that they are. They had everything firing. They looked like legitimate state championship playoff type team. Maybe not state championship, but they looked like a playoff team last night. They looked good, and they've given themselves a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that defense continued its strong play this year last night. I mean, Richmond Hill's a very good offense. They like to spread you out and kind of pick you apart and then pop one, you know, deep. Brunswick didn't have any of that last night. They had, I guess, Richmond Hill seemed to get a little bit of momentum third quarter, I guess, or early fourth, I guess. But Brunswick weathered the storm and learned how to finish this game. That's big for this Brunswick High team to learn how to win these games, you know, deal with adversity. They've got to – that's been the thing. They've had so many close games this year that, you know, if they would have done this or if they would have done that, they could be – challenging for the region or number two seed. But they learned how to win that game last night against a good Richmond Hill team, go up to Osborne near Atlanta, try to build some momentum, and hopefully things fall right next week, get into the playoffs on a little bit of momentum this time.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. The funny thing is, kind of rolling this to the Glen Academy Red Terriers, is that last night Glen Academy won the region championship without even being on the field. Effingham took down Bradwell, and therefore Glen Academy has already beaten Effingham. They've got the tiebreaker over them. Glen plays Bradwell Friday night, mm-hmm. which if Bradwell had won, the Bradwell-Glen game would have been for the region championship. The Red Terriers. Oh, and Bradwell Institute.
Glen Academy. And we've got these games early in the week, too. You know, we don't normally have three games to talk about locally for the Brunswick High and Glen team. But
yeah.
Glen dominated Effingham Tuesday night. I mean, that game wasn't even close from the beginning. Glen Academy came up fired up, ready to play, and took it to Effingham. And you mentioned the Bradwell. You got to call the Bradwell.
Yeah, I got an opportunity to call with Teddy Bishop, who I think most of you know is my father, and haven't had an opportunity since I've come back to this area, since I came back from Atlanta, to actually call a game with him. We've had some near misses. There was one game last year where I was going to call a game with him, but we had some technical difficulty, or maybe it was a couple years ago, technical difficulty when we didn't get up on the air. Mm. So that's the first time that I've actually been back that I've gotten to call a game with the voice of the Pirates, Teddy Bishop. So it was pretty fun. It would have been a lot better if Brunswick had not lost that game. And, yes, that's not a game that a Pirate program, the Brunswick High program, should ever lose right now to where Bradwell is. And I understand Bradwell's moving in the right direction. It's the equivalent of Georgia losing to Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, man. You really thought Brunswick could get on a roll here at the end. Maybe it's not too late, but now you're depending on other teams to do things for you instead of you taking care of business yourself.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about Brunswick throughout the show because we do have a lot to say about that particular topic.
Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on Pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
No one is giving the Georgia Bulldogs any shot of taking down the Florida Gators. Nobody.
Nope, not at all. It's kind of like reverse of what 2 years ago, I guess. I had all my tons of Florida fans saying, "Oh, y'all take it easy on us today, and you know, make sure you know y'all are going to kill us." Blah blah blah, and all the tickets you'd see online were being sold. It was in the Florida section. This year, it's the exact opposite. I've seen a lot of Georgia tickets on sale. Here, a lot of Georgia fans saying, "Oh my God, we're going to get crushed." Who knows, man? It'll be this. I mean, it's a series where you just never know. But going with your head, going with logic, yeah, it probably sounds about accurate, honestly. You know, Florida looks to be the better team right now.
Florida currently, of course, sitting at number one in the SEC East. And if they beat Georgia, they'll probably end up being the SEC representative. They still have that game with LSU as well later on in the season. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and M&B Liquors. Give us a call, 275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com, if you want to give us a call. Also, we're on Facebook Live right now. We really had to figure out a way, because I got a new phone yesterday. So when I had my old iPhone, we could just set it up because it had a little stand. It was all nice and neat. Mm-hmm. Well, I got the game late yesterday, or got the phone late yesterday right before the game, so I haven't had a chance to get a cover or anything like that.
Got accessorized, baby.
So this thing is literally pushed up between the computer and the keyboard that's holding it in place, which is pretty funny. But you can check us out on Facebook Live and watch what we're doing.
I can't. It's really, really a amazing viewing, let me tell you.
Back to the Georgia game?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, I don't know if is Tennessee, do they want, I know it statistically or theoretically, if Georgia beats Florida, that puts Tennessee back in the driver's seat, but does the winner of the East really want to go to Atlanta and play Alabama or the winner of the West, because they're probably going to get their brains beat in no matter what.
Nor does it really matter. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't really matter who comes out the East. All right, so we're going to do our college football picks later. Georgia Florida is on that list of games, so we're going to hold off on making picks right here in this segment. We're really just kind of going to lay this game out for you. This is going to be a game that's going to be a signature moment for Kirby Smart. To this point, he's, whether you like him or you don't, he's made some coaching blunders. There's, you can make an argument, maybe the Tennessee game, maybe not, but no question, the Vanderbilt game, coaching lost that football game. Mm-hmm. You can't argue against that. So he hasn't really gotten to the point to where he's had an impeccable coaching presence from the sideline for the Bulldogs. The loss to Vandy, Georgia's really struggled all year, maybe with the exception of the first game of the season against North Carolina. This is a game Kirby Smart really, really needs to win. Mm-hmm. We all know what this rivalry means to the Georgia fan base. Not that it's not as big of a deal to the Gator fan base as it is to the Georgia fan base, but it's still a big deal. Kirby Smart was hired because Mark Richt could not win the Florida game and big games. That's why he's here. Mark Richt, I believe, was 5-10 against the Gators. Mm-hmm. Kirby Smart is here to beat Florida and win big games. Hasn't really had a signature moment. If he doesn't get this game, I think that maybe some people, you might start hear some whispers about maybe he's not the guy, a little more, whispered a little more loudly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a big one for him to kind of unify the fan base. I think for the most part, the fan base is behind him. It's difficult because of what a great person Coach Richt was. He had such a staunch support system. This could be the game that kind of unifies that base, you know, kind of brings those people back to being Georgia fans instead of Mark Richt fans. It's important just in the grand scheme of things, just to change that momentum. This has been a very momentum-based series. I mean, obviously Florida's dominated the past 20-plus years. But even before that, Georgia dominated the 80s. You know, it was like, what, 8-2 that through the 80s and the 70s as well, I think, was similar. So it is a series that's kind of cyclical as far as...
Drayton, I wasn't alive dominating. Then. I don't care. I wasn't even alive. Not, all now. I've seen is Florida dominate the Dogs.
Right. But it's something that it needs to change, though. And I think it does help. But one thing I wanted to say was Richt had that same... coaching kind of needing to learn on the job when he first got to Georgia. There was games like the Auburn game comes to mind where Georgia drives inside the 5 to 10 yard line. Mm. Timeouts, time management situations arose. Tuberville had his snide little comments, you know, that's why you got to learn to run the ball, blah, 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 that kind of thing. So it's kind of similar thing. It's a growth process for especially a brand new coach coming in. A new coach, period, experienced or not, has trouble or has games that tends to count for maybe one or two definite losses on your schedule that you're not expecting because of that whole change in process, change in how you approach games, and it's probably 2 to 3 games for an inexperienced head coach, first-year head coach, like Richt experienced at Georgia when he got there. Kirby's kind of going through the same things, but our fan base and our society now is such a, it's got to happen right now. Look, you know, let's get this thing done. We should be winning, you know, national championships now. It's just not set up that way, and it's a combination of him learning on the job and just not being quite there player-wise, roster-wise, talent-wise.
Okay, so in case you're watching on Facebook Live and you want to listen on the radio, 93.7 is the signal that we're on. In case you're listening to us on the radio and you want to watch us on Facebook Live, Jason Bishop, I'm assuming, is streaming from my Facebook since mm-hmm. it's on... I got a new phone, man, and I had an iPhone, and I had that guy streamlined. I was even telling my dad last night, you know, typically, you know, I do the Southern Sports Edition Minute. I typically come in here in studio after the games are over, mm-hmm. late at night, do the SSC Minute right after the games. I couldn't do that last night because I had a new phone and I didn't have all my stuff. I actually had to go home, do it at the house, and then come back and do it in the state, and then record it in the station. It's such a hassle. So I'm still kind of getting used to the phone, but anyway.
Hashtag first world problems.
First world.
Play it.
This is why I literally every week send the president of Bishop Media an email about doing the show with Drayton Hogarth. Hashtag first world problems. That's me banging my head on the desk. The thing is, it doesn't matter how many emails I send.
They love me, man.
I've gotten to the point where now they don't even respond to me. Like the first couple, they were like, we understand your frustration. We will look into the matter. Now, like, I don't even get a response when I complain about you.
They talk about how much they love me. I got an email the other day.
They're emailing
you? You're awesome, man. We just love what you're doing. Keep doing it.
I'm on email boycott, I guess, from Bishop Media.
All right, let's get back to it. How does Georgia win this game? I mean, I've got some thoughts, but
I don't know. The thing is like there have been games in the past where I felt like Georgia had no shot, and they find last year I felt like that Florida didn't really have a shot to win that game, and somehow they won the game. And I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but there was one game where Treon Harris came into the Georgia Florida game. He threw four passes the whole day and 4-1.
Last 2 years, Treon.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the one game where you could throw all your plans and everything, your schemes and what you're going to do, toss that stuff out the window. Mm-hmm. Something's crazy going to happen that's going to win or lose the football game for the other one or the other team in this series. Every year it's the same case. To Terrence Edwards dropping a wide open pass that would have been a touchdown for Georgia winning, to Georgia dancing in the end zone on scoring a touchdown, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just never know. I think if Georgia to win the game, they obviously have to control the line of scrimmage a little better than they have on the offensive side, especially, which they've been so up and down, so inconsistent running the ball. And Florida's defense is no joke, believe me. They're going to be able to – it's going to be difficult. It's probably their toughest defense they've faced all year. But between running the ball and Jacob Eason and Isaac Nauta hooking up again, kind of like that first half of the Tennessee game, if we can get that for an extended period of time in this game, Georgia's got a shot.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Knights of Frederica opened the first round of the GISA playoffs by taking the number 4 seed Bethlehem Christian behind the woodshed, 52-14, 45-0 at the half. Speaking of playoffs, Brunswick takes down Richmond Hill 24-10 to give themselves a shot of making the playoffs. If Effingham beats Richmond Hill next week, it would create a three-way tie for the third and fourth seeds, and with tiebreakers, the Pirates would get the 3 seed. If Richmond Hill beats Effingham, Brunswick is out. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the game with Drayton Hogarth and, of course, Jason Bishop. And as well, it's a dangerous place to head into, but sometimes you just want to delve into the mind of Jason Bishop and get his thoughts on the week in review.
It's a very dangerous place.
Dangerous, dangerous place.
And here we go. Georgia is going to beat Florida. Arkansas and Ole Miss are tied for fifth in the SEC West. Both of them would win the SEC East. The Cubs will probably win the World Series. Jason Hayward will not have helped. The Atlanta Falcons need to make up their minds if they suck or not. Speaking of sucking, two words. Jacksonville Jaguars. Alabama. Still really good. Georgia would be undefeated if they had hired Nick Saban. Gus Bradley is not the problem in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, I am looking at you, and these are my thoughts.
Wow, I made it out. Safe and sound. I'm
you're still alive.
I'm alive.
You about had a heart attack when I said Georgia was going to beat Florida.
Again, man, I'm surprised, man.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Call us 275-7017. We will take your calls, and you can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com.
I will say, you know, Atlanta Falcons need to make up their mind. I wish the officials would make up their mind what institutes pass interference, for God's sake. Julio Jones kind of getting the Cam Newton treatment of he's so good that they don't really help him out as far as when defenses are a little overly aggressive with him.
Cry me a river.
I mean, come on, you saw that Seattle game. That one was terrible. But that's fine. We'll see. But just call it down the line, but it's all right.
The Brunswick High Pirates might be able to get into the playoffs. Last night, they beat Richmond Hill 24-10, a game that they desperately needed to win, and they did. So now they have a shot to get in. They cannot get in on their own. They got to have some help. So there's only one way for the Brunswick High Pirates to get into the playoffs. One way and one way only. And by the way, Glen Academy, while they were sitting on the couch last night, wrapped up the region championship with Bradwell losing to Effingham. Glenn will play Bradwell. Bradwell's got two losses. Glenn will play them on Friday. Bradwell's got two losses. Glenn doesn't have any. Mm-hmm. So even if Bradwell pulls off the upset of the century in high school football, Glenn still wins the region. So mm-hmm. That's done. Glenn has won the region championship. They're second in 2 years. Back-to-back region championships. Brunswick fighting to get into the playoffs. They needed that win last night. They mm-hmm. did get it. And so now they have to get some help. Mm-hmm. They've got to have Effingham beat Richmond Hill this coming Friday. If that happens, that creates a three-way tie for the third and fourth seeds. That three-way tie between Bradwell, Richmond Hill, and Brunswick High. Brunswick will have beaten Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill will have beaten Bradwell. Bradwell will have beaten Brunswick. Okay. So then you go to a tiebreaker. The next tiebreaker is points allowed in the region. I know, stay with me. This is getting crazy. Points allowed in the region. The crazy thing is it's actually going to get to that tiebreaker.
Right.
That's the tiebreaker that's going to decide what two teams get in and what two teams stay at the house. When you look at the points allowed within the region, well, guess what teams is going to end up giving up the fewest points in the region? the Pirates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember we kept saying that that Bronzek High defense has kind of carried them throughout the season, and it very well may carry them into the playoffs.
And great, great googly moogly. If the Pirates get in, not only will they just get in, they'll get in as a 3 seed, and they will probably be the most dangerous if they get their act together. We all know how good they are on paper. If they get their act together and go into the playoffs as a 3 seed, they're the most dangerous 3 seed in the entire state, and they might even end up with a pretty favorable matchup in the first round. Right now, the region that we're matched up with, our region, the Glenn and Brunswick region, Brunswick would play the 2 seed from that region if they were 3, if they get in, a lot of ifs, and that would be Lovejoy. Brunswick matches up pretty well against them. Now, the others, if the other teams in that region, I mean, that region's stacked.
Yeah.
Tucker, Lovejoy, Stevenson, and Drew, those are your 4 teams that are getting in. Murderer's Row.
Yeah. And you mentioned Stevenson. That's a program that has a history of great regular seasons and maybe having some shortcomings in the playoffs. So that wouldn't be a bad matchup if Brunswick could land that Stevenson game as well. It's tough, man. Defense usually carries you. If Brunswick can sneak in, like I said, carry the momentum from that game last week against a good Richmond Hill team, head up to play Osborne, get some things, maybe work on a few things on offense. I think you pulled up their Osborne schedule, and it looks like they're pretty horrendous. So Brunswick needs to work on some things, keep the program, keep the ship going forward, to borrow an analogy, and just build that momentum against a team like a Stevenson or a Lovejoy, and go out and shock some people, you know?
Osborne is the definition of terrible. They have scored. I'm not joking. Like, I'm about to give you some ridiculous facts right now.
Yeah, check this out.
Osborne has scored 35 points the whole season. They're not averaging 35. They scored 35 total the whole year. They've given up 60-plus points 3 different times. They've been shut out 4 different times on the year. They've given up 40-plus 7 times on the year. They do have a win. Their win is Forest Park, who Camden beat earlier. So they're 1-8 on the season. They've given up 63 times, 50-plus 4, 40-plus 7, and they've scored 35 points the whole season. Brunswick should probably get that game.
Yeah, that should be no doubt about it. Work on some things, get, especially offensively. That's the biggest issue for this Brunswick High team, which is odd enough to say with as much talent as on that offensive side, but it's just hard for them to score points. They have to scrap and fight for every point that they get. But you know what? You get hot at the right time. Think back to Glenn Academy a couple of years ago where, finished the regular season 6-4, I think it was. Ride some momentum to an Elite Eight appearance in the state playoffs. You know, build on that momentum towards the end of the season. That team got better as the year went along. Brunswick has battled all year long, but these last 2 games, you can build on that and carry momentum into the playoffs. That's when you want to play your best footballs at the end of the year.
It looks like Glenn Academy is going to be playing the 4 seed out of that region, which is Drew, which ironically enough is the team that kind of got all this started with Glenn a few years back. That's the game where Zach Lamper got hurt and Justin Larson steps in and leads the Red Terrors all the way back, and they pull up a huge upset, and then they go to Creekview after that and win that game, and they find themselves in the Elite Eight. But the Drew game in the playoffs is really what started this run for the Terrors now some odd 2-3 years ago, however you want to look at your calendar. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game, Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. We call our little show The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. And this segment we've got on the line via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, no problem.
Well, you guys sure did struggle last night, don't you think?
I thought our kids did a really good job all week. You know, I thought they prepared themselves to go in and be aggressive early, and they did a great job going out and executing right at the beginning of the game. And we jumped out on that team 45-0, and that was kind of what we had planned to do. And, you know, they went out and did it.
Coach, talk a little bit about the development of your offensive and defensive lines, how they've – that was kind of the question mark, I guess, if there was a question mark on your team coming into the season. How have you seen their progress throughout the season?
Well, you know, I think we've made some great strides up front offensively. They're starting to understand what we're trying to do, and you know, they've kind of gelled as a unit. Everybody kind of knows their role, what they got to do in certain plays, and we shuffle them around a little bit on certain plays, and they know what their job is. And on defense, we've just figured out the combination of how to rotate people in and out to keep them kind of fresh as the game goes on. So those front line, they don't get tired as much, so, and it keeps us fresh on offense at the same time. And so we keep fresh legs running in and out on the field. And so our rotations have been really good. I gotta say our coaching staff done a good job with that and making sure that everybody's getting two or three plays and you got two or three guys running in and out. And so with that, we kind of keep guys fresh, give them a break, and continue to push on, because in the trenches, that's where the games are usually won and lost.
Coach, this is really the first time in the program's history that they've been favored to get to a state championship game and maybe even win it. How do you handle the mindset of your kids going in as a favorite? How do you convey to them to keep them sharp?
We've just started out as the season began as being 1-0 every week. And it's just kind of carried over. The kids even have adopted that idea. Let's just be 1-0. We're not worried about what's down the road next week. We got to take care of business, you know, this week. And if we're 1-0 on Friday night, then the next game up, and we'll try to take care of that. And the kids have done a really good job of that. You know, as a coach, everybody likes to look ahead and plan. And I think our staff has done a really good job of just focusing on the task at hand. You know, it's been a crazy year with all the tropical storms and the hurricanes, so it's kind of thrown a little bit of that out of the window because the kids, we've had to focus on other things at the same time. But I thought our kids and the coaching staff have done a wonderful job of just staying focused, you know, and moving forward week to week.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned, you know, Hurricane Matthew coming through and moving the Frederica Bullitt game up a couple of days. And did that – you never want to have a loss, of course, but did that loss kind of shock the team into maybe refocusing their attention, refocusing their energy into the season, that they can't just roll out and beat anybody?
Yeah, I think so. It took that air of invincibility away from us. You know, at one point we thought we could take the football out there and we'd go out there and beat anybody. And I still think we can go out there and win and compete and beat everybody that we play. We just got to play really good on certain nights. And the next three Friday nights, we're going to have to play really good if we want to be at the state championship. But we've got to take care of, you know, this Friday before we can go think about the next one and the next one. And the kids have done a good job of that. And so, but I think that loss kind of brought us back to earth a little bit. And, you know, it's kind of got us leveled out. I think the kids come to work every day now knowing that if we don't do things right, that something bad could happen.
The head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights joining us here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I've looked at the bracket, and of course you guys are the number one seed on your side, and then on the other side, John Milich is the number one seed there. You guys, for the most part of the season, have kind of flip-flopped number one in the state. But the thing is I was looking at John Milich's side, and it looks like their path to the state championship game is a whole lot tougher than what's on your side of the bracket. Have you looked at that? Yeah, you have.
We looked at all the brackets. You know, we drew a perennial power out of Deerfield this Friday. They're very good. You know, I've said all year there's about five or six teams that are in that clump that could win it, and they're one of them. And John Millage has also got to play Pinewood, which I think Pinewood, that we played them, and, you know, I think they're very good, and I think they're hitting their stride. So John Millage's got a tough road to get there, and, you know, if they beat Pinewood, and they're probably going to face Valwood or Trinity Dublin. And for us, we're going to be facing the winner between Heritage and Gatewood. But you look at the brackets, and it's kind of like somebody asked me, said, you know, Coach, do you feel good about it or whatnot? I said, well, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So to get there, you got to beat everybody, and, you know, that's going to be the key. So if it's the hard road, easy road, whichever one, we'll take the path least traveled and try to get there because it's going to be the first time we've taken it anyway. So we just want to go out there and play hard and execute every single time we go on the field. And I think the kids have pretty much adopted that idea that nothing's going to be given to us. We just got to go out and play.
All right, Coach Derrick has moved up a few notches on my favorite coaches list by quoting Ric Flair.
Just drop some Ric Flair on us. I was waiting for the
Coach, here in Glenn County over on the mainland, you know, a lot of folks from here don't get over to see Frederica. There's obviously a lot of talk about Jason Sheffield and a focus on him. But your team is a lot more than just one player. Talk about, you know, tell some of the folks over here a little bit about some of the stars that you have on your team that kind of make your team go.
Well, we have a very talented group of kids. I think those that have seen us realize that our skill kids are very talented. You know, we have Isaiah Jackson, who rushed for about 180 yards last night. And, you know, then you've got Gavin Williams. He's kind of the gunslinger of the bunch. He gets it out there. He's quarterback. He kind of orchestrates the offense and pushes up and down the field. And then, you know, we've got the playmakers, Patrick Brunson, Chris Myrick, Lucky McEwen. All those guys contribute, you know, and Jalen Simpson is another kid that just makes phenomenal plays, both offensively and defensively. We're very, very talented, and we continue to execute, and we never know who's going to be the person to step up on Friday night. So, and that's always a good thing, is everybody's contributing and trying to make plays.
Coach, you and I have had the conversation, of course, before your Wednesday night show at Catch 228. By the way, if you are a Frederica supporter or a fan or just want to go check it out, the Brandon Derrick Show is at Catch 228 Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. There's you, a shameless plug, Coach. you and I have had the conversation before about this. Despite the fact of how good this football team, this is a young team. You've got a really good group of sophomores. And you and I were joking one night at the coach's show where you told me, yeah, man, when I go to bed at night, I sleep well, and I'm going to sleep well for the next 3 years. Do you think about that a lot?
Well, you know, this group of kids is very talented, but we also got a lot of very good seniors that are leading right now. And then we got a good group of juniors. You know, and our freshmen that are coming up are learning from these same guys. And I feel like we've got four or five freshmen in that group that is going to help contribute down the road the next couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, you know, as it goes to sleeping, you know, there's times that I go to bed and I feel like we've done something really good. We've got a good class of kids, but you also have to remember they're still 15 years old and, they sometimes they can lose their mind every now and then too with their youth. And they make crazy decisions and, but you know, so far they have been very mature upon the, above their years right now. And so they played really well, for us and they continue to go out and exceed expectations and set the bar high for the next group coming in. So we're very excited about where we're going and what we're doing. I think, you know, as I've always said, I think we're trending up right now at Frederica Academy with our kids and our program, and we just continue to build on it.
All right, Coach, this Friday night, second round of the state playoffs, what time, when can everybody head over to check out Frederica to see playoff football?
Well, it's going to be a good game. We've got Deerfield Windsor at 7:30 on Friday night, and, you know, I think they started off the season. They were preseason ranked second or third, you know, coming into it, and they've lost a couple crucial games in their region to Valwood and Brookwood, and it bumped them back to a three seed, which they very well could have won, you know, so they could have been the region champion over there too. So it's going to be a real battle. They beat Augusta Prep, who was 8-1 or 9-1 this past Friday night, 32-0. So going to be a very tough football game. We're going to have to play really, really good. But, you know, I think our kids are excited, and it's going to be a good game. They're very disciplined, and we're just ready to go and continue moving forward.
Coach, we want to tell you that we appreciate you coming on and taking the time with us. And good luck Friday night.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Knights of Frederica opened the first round of the GISA playoffs by taking the number 4 seed Bethlehem Christian behind the woodshed, 52-14, 45-0 at the half. Speaking of playoffs, Brunswick takes down Richmond Hill 24-10 to give themselves a shot of making the playoffs. If Effingham beats Richmond Hill next week, it would create a three-way tie for the 3rd and 4th seeds, and with tiebreakers, the Pirates would get the 3 seed. If Richmond Hill beats Effingham, Brunswick is out. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Come join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
We're about to jump into our college football pick'em, and off the air, we were talking about the preseason picks that we made where I had picked Ole Miss to be in the Final Four to make the playoffs, and we had made a bet where I would owe Drayton dinner if they didn't make it, and so he was trying to collect, and I thought, man, look, the season's not over. They still might find their way there.
I mean, you know, the San Andreas Fault may happen, and the entire West Coast may fall into the ocean, and Ole Miss will be right there in the running.
Yeah, you just, I mean, crazy things happen, man. They really, really do. All right, so we're going to, by the way, my Facebook, if you were watching us on Facebook Live, my phone died. So we've got Drayton's phone up, though. It's right
Save
there.
The day.
So Drayton Hogarth, yeah, tune in Facebook Live, watch us, and 93.7 is the signal that you can listen to us on. So we're going to go ahead and jump in to our college football pick'em segment. All right. Duke, Georgia Tech. I'm taking Duke.
I'll take the Jackets in this one. It's, I think athletically Tech should be a little better than Duke. They're both not very good, but I'll take Tech at home and with that triple option.
That's it? That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, you sounded like you were...
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right. Yeah. All right. Number 2, Michigan at Michigan State rivalry game. Michigan's on the road. Look, I do think this game's going to be close. I think Michigan does win, but this is a close football game.
This is a mindset game. Is that what you, kind of the Michigan State's kind of had their number the last couple of years. I don't think it comes down to a bobbled punt this year. I think Michigan takes this one comfortably.
By the way, number 24, Penn State at Purdue. And by the way, I called last week where Penn State was going to upset the Ohio State Buckeyes. And you and our producer, Ed, who's in our other studio, sat there and looked at me and told me I was crazy. And I texted you after that game ended.
Well, I haven't texted you on my upsets this year, but, you know.
Doesn't matter. Number 24, Penn State at Purdue. Who you got?
I got to go Penn State.
Yeah. Number 5, Louisville at Virginia. Should be no cause for concern here for the Cardinals, right?
I don't even think so. I'll go Louisville.
This game right here, you and I, we were both kind of picking our games independently, and our producer, Ed, was like, oh, are you taking that? I was like, well, yeah, actually, I'm agreeing with him. Number 10, West Virginia at Oklahoma State. I'm going to take Oklahoma State being at home to take down the Mountaineers.
Yeah, it's kind of the upset kind of looming possibly in this game. Oklahoma State's very good offensively and at home. I keep doubting West Virginia, but they keep proving me wrong so far, but we'll see after today.
A game that I think most looked at on the early part of the schedule and say, ooh, that's going to be a good one. Miami at Notre Dame don't really have the swagger that we thought it was going to have, but still an interesting game.
Yeah.
I'll take the Hurricanes.
Yeah, I like Miami in this one. I know it's going to be tough being at home with Notre Dame, but Notre Dame's 2-5 for a reason. They are not good defensively. Miami's solid offensively. I like the Canes and Coach Rick.
Baylor at Texas. Still no competition for Baylor. Texas not very good. I'll take Baylor. Maybe a little closer to what people think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit on this one, but being at home, Charlie Strong's coaching for his job, man. But I think Baylor wins because neither team can probably stop each other.
Washington, number 4 in the country, plays 17 Utah at Utah. Washington hasn't played anybody to this point because the Pac-12 is so terrible. Mm-hmm. Washington, Utah is going to be their best competition to this point. I'll take Washington. I just think they're better, but I think this game's got upset written all over it.
Yeah, I think this is your game of the day. I went back and forth on this one as well, especially Utah being at home. Tough defensive-minded team. I like Coach Whittingham at Utah. I just think Washington will sneak out a win somehow. They seem to be kind of their year kind of thing where things fall into place, and mm-hmm. they'll challenge all the way down the stretch.
Georgia State at South Alabama. I was glad to see Georgia State come out with a W last week. I picked against them. I still think South Alabama is going to be too good, especially at home. I'm taking South Alabama.
Yeah, give me the Jaguars. South Alabama Jaguars. Let me clarify that.
Kansas at 16, Oklahoma. Kansas is just pitiful.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is just better.
This will be ugly.
Number 7, Nebraska at 11, Wisconsin. This is a really good football game because Nebraska hasn't played anybody up to this point, and Wisconsin's a really good team. I'll take Wisconsin at Camp Randall.
Yeah, I like this game and another. It's a tough day today for picks, but I'm going to go with the Cornhuskers. I think things are maybe flowing their way a little bit.
Oh, all right. Wow, all right. No respect for Wisconsin.
I think I picked against them like 6 times.
You have.
So be happy, Badger fans.
13, Boise State at Wyoming. Somehow Boise State has creeped all the way up to the top 15. They haven't lost a game, and here it comes. This could be one of those monkeys in the wrench type of thing, or wrench, monkey
in the wrench.
I don't know. Boise State, well, I'm taking Boise State.
Yeah, I think this one might be a little closer. I like Coach Bowl at Wyoming. He came from North Dakota State in his 2 years ago and has been at Wyoming. He's kind of establishing some things, but Boise's too talented, but I think it may be a little closer.
Tennessee at South Carolina. Got to go into some rapid fire here. Tennessee, I'll take Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll go with Tennessee, but again, closer, I think.
Number 15, Auburn at Ole Miss, who is unranked. Auburn going to the Grove. No shot. Ole Miss upsets Auburn.
I agree.
All right. New Mexico State at number 9, Texas A&M. Don't even know why this is on the list. Texas A&M.
Yeah, A&M big.
All right, the big two games of the day, at least for this part of the country. Number 3, Clemson at 12, Florida State. Who you got?
Clemson's kind of acting like Florida State from a couple of years ago. Everybody expected them to be big-time dominant. They're eking out wins. They're winning, but it's not as dominant as you like it to see. I like them to continue that today and win close.
I asked myself this one question as far as who I'm picking to win this game. Is Deshaun Watson breathing? The answer to that question was yes, so I'm taking Clemson. And the other one, the other big game, at least for this part of the country, number 14, Florida at Georgia. At least that's what the schedule says. We know that doesn't matter. Down in Jacksonville, Georgia, Florida, or for the folks down in Jacksonville, Florida, Georgia. Georgia, Florida, I'm taking the Dogs in an upset because there's no reason why they should win this football game. Everything is against them. And in this series, we have seen when that happens, that team that's supposed to lose badly wins somehow, some way.
Yeah. The old proverbial throw the records out the window game or series. I hate to say it. I'm going to go with my head on this one instead of my heart. I think Florida wins. Just too good of matchups for them, but I'm going to be cheering my butt off for the Dogs.
All right, and now we are officially out of time. We've actually gone 10 seconds over. This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Your
business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.